And I'm here on West Bridge Street with the owner of Just Kids,
Donna Siciliano of Kids Only.
And Donna, how much damage did you sustain here yesterday in the flood?
My entire inventory is waterlogged, taken away, ruined, destroyed. It's going to be weeks before I can open my business again.
And is it possible to put a figure on the how much damage was done?
I can't even imagine. I can't get into the store. Right now we're just working on the hallway leading upstairs. I can't even get through the front doors. The furniture, the water brought everything to the door, and so we have to burst open, break down the doors in order to get inside to move enough to be even able to walk inside.
And you were in the building at the time? You were upstairs?
We were in the building until the water reached a level where it was ready to come into the building on the landing, at which point we decided to evacuate because it wasn't showing any signs of going down.
Now, did you have the police around here at all, giving you any help or telling you what to do?
No, actually we didn't. We didn't know whether or not we should have evacuated or stayed, but we decided, took it upon ourselves to evacuate, at which point later on that evening they did decide to do an emergency evacuation of all the residents in the area.
And how long have you been in this spot?
I have been in this spot for 15 years.
And have you ever seen anything quite like this?
I have never. A few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, we had some flooding where it reached, I don't know, the top, a mild landing, but never to this extent. We didn't even see this coming. It rose so quickly.
And is there any way to prepare for something like this?
I don't know if there was. It happened so quickly, I don't know if there was any chance to prepare for anything like this. We kept a small bag packed in the event we had to leave, but when you're leaving all your personal belongings and your important paperwork and things like that, I'm surprised my building is still standing. We were down in the basement and it sustained no structural damage, which I guess we can thank the builders of 100 years. This building is 100 years old, and I'm sure this is not the first major disaster it's withstand, and it obviously won't be the last.
Well, that's great. That's great to know, because this is your home as well.
It is my home, and it's been my business for 15 years, and I didn't know what I was going to do. Had the building washed away, I had my fingers crossed all night that the water level was so high. I mean, it was just, I have 8-foot ceilings, and it had to be 4 feet of, I don't know, 5 feet away from the ceilings. It's a tremendous amount of water. It shifted the heaviest things in my store. I'm so surprised at the extent of the damage.
It must have been frightening as well.
It was very frightening. I was separated from my family. They were on one side of the bridge and I was on the other side of the bridge, and cell phone service was spotty at best, and I wasn't reunited with them until this morning when the bridges were opened again. I didn't know where they were going to stay, and they didn't know where I was going to stay.
But didn't you have phone service? Weren't you able to talk to them on the phone?
Very spotty. It was very spotty. We were cutting in and out, and of course the charger, I had left all my clothes and my charger with them while I went around to get the car so I could drive back to get them, at which point the other bridge was closed, and that's how we became separated. So I was over here with the vehicles, and they were over there with as many personal belongings as we could take with us in such short notice.
And we're kind of sitting here out on the pavement, surrounded by your source of income here, right? Assorted belongings strewn about here.
We've just started just a small amount of cleanup. I can't even imagine. We thought we'd clean up the hallway first, the entrance into the upstairs where we live, before we even tackled the store. I'll have to bring out all the inventory, which is going to cover the sidewalk, and then we have to rip up the carpets. We have to test everything to make sure that it still works, and we need a dumpster at best to throw things away. I don't even know where my garbage can was. It floated away soon after, so I don't know what we're going to do.
And is there any way of estimating how long it's going to take you to get back up and running again? When do you think you'll be able to open the store?
I have no idea at what point we're going to. I have to put down new carpet. I have to let it dry out. It's going to take, thank God the weather's so nice, but it's going to take days for it to dry out. So I'll have to keep taking my inventory in and out in order to leave the store empty while we run fans to dry it out. And of course, there's no insurance. I didn't have flood insurance, as did none of these people down here that has sustained so much damage.
I wish you the best of luck with this.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything you need right away that perhaps the people of Catskill could help you with?
We're just doing the best we can. We're going to take one day at a time. I'm so grateful that we're all safe, and I'm proud of my building. I'm so proud that it withstood this massive, massive water. I can't believe. I really didn't expect to see my building standing this morning, and I'm so proud of it that it did.
Okay. Thank you so much, Donna, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.